question, how can the power of play improve a child's educational outcome? It's about building playgrounds. It's about building brains. These playgrounds are built using local materials to provide abundant opportunities for play. The founder and CEO of Playground Ideas, Marcus Wieman, says that anywhere, anyone can do it. If you have the motivation and commitment, you can build a playground for children anywhere, any place in the world. So what are the core learning outcomes of this program? Learners have access to learning through play. Learners are more engaged in schools. Teachers incorporate play in school into school curriculum. Healthy childhood development is supported, and access to physical activity and outdoor learning is improved. So what is this particular innovation all about? We all know as teachers and educators that play is a very important role in a child's development. There is ample evidence which shows there are positive effects of self-directed play. It leads to improved cross-motor skills, enhanced self-control, enhanced creativity, thinking and problem-solving skills, and they say that there are negative consequences if play is missed in the early childhood. However, there are many countries where kids lack these facilities due to limited opportunities. These limited opportunities can be due to lack of space, lack of finances, incompatible or unsupportive education system, etc. The United Nations predicts that over 250 million children will turn 5 this year without reaching their full potential. Playground Ideas is a non-profit organization that both advocates the need and the importance of play, which supports communities in developing countries to build low-cost, safe playgrounds. Over the past 11 years, they've supported 85 communities, developing to build thousands of playgrounds. Playground Ideas is basically a social enterprise in Australia that supports schools and communities to build space and place appropriate playgrounds to child development. They've expanded schools in Australia, supporting the communities around the globe. The entire approach of Playground Ideas focuses on creating an outdoor play space that is in context of the needs of society. They train teachers, schools to think creatively about using their outdoor play space. The whole innovation provides downloadable ideas, plans, manuals, which are free of charge, which can be used by communities to build their own playgrounds. On their website, you can find 150 playground ideas, which can be adopted to meet their needs. There are different age-appropriate projects available. There is a 3D design tool available, which enables the design of a completely bespoke model which meets the local needs. The best thing that I have liked about the playground is that they can be built using any readily easily available material. You can use recycled stuff as well. For example, you often notice there are tires lying outside the roads, along the tire shops, there are wooden planks lying over there.
Kids had built a slide which looks like a dinosaur, and they had used raw tires, the dust, broken dust bits, and they've used to create it both the tires and the plants and the dust bins to create a beautiful innovative slide that looks like a dinosaur. They've created a car which is called the Wah car using tires. So very creative ideas, because they already have a 3D design tool embedded on their website, which can let you import your own pictures as well as while you're drawing a tool on their website. website, and you can choose elements from your own website as well. So what are the core steps of basically incorporating this project in your own schools? One, do a very thorough research. They say that you need to find out why play is important in a child's life, and there's a case study which says case for play, which you can skim through. To all for volunteers to get the building started. Playground team online is always available to guide you through any issues. On the website page, you can create a crowdfunding page, which I've already shared, means that you can collect free donations for your project as well as advertise for volunteers. You can also collaborate with other playground builders in your region to learn handy tips and tricks that they're using already. Last, spaces in the middle available where we can construct such a playground for the very deserving and underprivileged kids of the society. So it's like adding in and giving your part, your share back to the community, which we all owe it to it. So I think similarly, private schools can initiate similar playground ideas projects. It's like community service. One or two classes come together, three or maybe more, they can join together and initiate playground in the areas in the Peshawar city. Why I'm repeating Peshawar? Because there's currently a PRT project going on, which has resulted in enough pollution, damage to health. There's dust in the area, there's waste lines.